This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I'm just getting ready to burst. I'm so freaking excited for tonight's show. What do we have tonight? Oh, I don't know. Should George Santos resign? Joe Biden and those hidden documents, as you can imagine, that's coming up. Someone wants to know, I'll actually address this in a minute. What, should they move from New York to Miami? Is that a mistake? Someone just started in radio, wants some advice. 46-year-old man doesn't know what kind of dime he should be looking for out there. Yet another Jew gets attacked and the perpetrator gets off scot-free. All that and so much more tonight is coming on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I need to begin with something you probably haven't even heard about today. I know you're going to find that shocking, but sometimes, most of the time, different things catch my eye than other people. Why? Because I'm weird. That's why. There's something, as the wife says, there's something wrong with me. I have things missing in me that are should be in people. And that leads me to travel down different roads on occasion. I saw this and it made me laugh. Before I get to the headline, let me just get to something that you've heard me say before, but I'm going to say it again. Two of the biggest things that are lies that are not only pushed on you, you probably believe them, or at least vocally say you believe them, and you should stop. Two things, you hear it all the time. Inclusive and equality. People love to talk about how inclusive they are. They love it. Oh, it's very inclusive. Oh, but, oh, there's tryouts for the team. Oh, little Timmy, I know he just started, but he should make it. No, little Timmy should go home because he sucks and practice more. And then he should come back next year after practicing and earn his way on the team. No, absolutely not. He should not make it. And equality. People love this. Oh, I love it. Equality's the best. You know what? There should be more women CEOs. We're not going to be. Why should there be more women CEOs? Why? I want you to explain it to me. Why? What is it? Well, because it's better. Why is it better? Well, because it's more equal. Well, why do I want to be equal? I don't want to be equal. I want to be elite. I want to be a bit better than everyone. You are lying if you say you believe in inclusivity or you believe in equality. But you will state these things repeatedly because society over the years has conditioned you to state these things repeatedly. I want to be inclusive. I want to be equal. I want to be inclusive. I want to be equal. But remember the old rule that is 100% a fact. You can tell how much you care about something because the more you care about something, the more exclusive you want that something to be. If you don't care about something at all, you want it to be very inclusive. Do you want your child to be in a good school? Of course you do. Of course you do. You want your child to be in a good school. Now, let me ask you. All right, your kid got in that good school. Maybe it's a great public school or it's a private school or something like that. Good, good. Your kid got in. There was a waiting list. Your kid got in. Now, let me ask you. Do you think they should let everyone in your kid's school now? Oh, you don't? That's weird. No, yeah. Okay, that's other kids. Let me ask you this. Should they let just any teacher teach at that kid's school? Oh, you only want the best teachers? Do you know why? Because you care about your child. You care very much about your family. You care about your home. I've used this example before. Tonight, 9 o'clock, knock at the door. You go answer the door. And the guy standing on your front porch has a stained wife beater on and a teardrop tattoo on his face. And he says, hey, I'd love to come in and love to grab a bite of dinner. I'm a little hungry. You letting him in to sit down with your family? Oh, you're not? Why aren't you letting him in? I thought you were inclusive. Do you not want to be inclusive? No, of course you don't. You're very exclusive because you care about your home. You care about your family. You can find out how much it's a self-test. I do this too on myself. It's a self-test. You can find out how much you truly care about something based on how inclusive you wanted it to be. We had a staff search when we were needing to staff up. We're going to have to staff up again around here at some point in time, but it was just me and Chris for so long, and we had to go on a staff search. We took 6 months before we actually settled on somebody. Why? I care very much about this show. Chris cares very much about this show. We're not just letting, it's not inclusive at all. It's very exclusive. You're not allowed in here. You're not allowed in here at all. I'm going to have to go through it and go through it and go through it and go through it. Now, do I want the search for the parking lot attendant of our building? Do I want that to be an inclusive search? Oh, of course. I don't give a crap. Yeah, go ahead. But hire a lizard for all I care. It means nothing to me because I don't care about the parking lot. It means nothing to me. I saw this, and this is so indicative of why we are in such a pickle. And I'm going to get to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions and everything else. But I saw this, and it shows where we are as a country. Democrats push to amend the Constitution so 16-year-olds can vote. Well, of course. No, we need voting to be more inclusive, guys. You know why they want it to be more inclusive? Democrats want voting to be more inclusive for the same reason they want the border to be wide open. They want it to be very inclusive, very equal, because they hate the place. There's no care for it at all. Shoot, the only time, speaking of illegal immigration, the only time they raise a stink about anything at all is when the illegal immigrants show up at their door and all of a sudden it's, whoa, who are these illegals? Get these dirt balls out of here. But until they showed up there, what's, oh, no, no, let them all in. Let's be inclusive. You can tell. Do this with your own life. Have you been tempted? Maybe on social media? You want to sound nice? Maybe it's something to do with your neighborhood. Maybe it's something to do with your town, sports, kids' school. Maybe in front of others, you've been led down the trap and you've been tempted to say, oh, it should be more equal. No, it should be, everyone should get a chance. No, they shouldn't. That's ridiculous. Everybody is different. Nobody is equal. Not one person is equal to the person next to them. And there is nothing more awesome than exclusivity. I want my kids in schools that nobody's kids can get in. Now, that's a pipe dream because they're my kids, but that's what I would want, right? I want to eat at only the best Red Lobsters out there. Not what, Chris? Only the best Red Lobsters out there for me. I want to fly on planes that not everybody's allowed on. Do you know if you take as much as the airlines suck, if you take a noon flight, let's say you're flying first class today on Delta, do you know that you're probably going to have a fairly pleasant flying experience up there, first class on Delta? You know who's not going to have a pleasant flying experience? Somebody who bought the $99 flexible scheduled ticket on Spirit Airlines from Washington, D.C. back home to Philadelphia. In that case, you better check with TSA and see if they'll let you bring brass knuckles or a hero gun on the plane because you're probably going to need it to survive. Why? Because one is inclusive and everyone can board it. The other one is exclusive and many people cannot. I vowed that I will. You want to hear the most snobby thing that's ever come out of my mouth? You remember I told you I went to a Super Bowl. We were very, very young. The Giants, back when I rooted for NFL, but you know the Giants are my team. And we had saved up for 4 or 5 years to take a vacation to Hawaii. We didn't have kids yet. It was me and the wife. The Giants made the Super Bowl against the undefeated Patriots. We spent our entire vacation fund to go to the Super Bowl. And prior to that, I'd been to several NFL games, and I swore I would never go back to another one. fights every other minute, grown men, 50-year-old men puking on themselves, passing out. I thought it was just an awful experience. Everyone's screaming. It was just sucked. Not a fun football game, just horrible. And then I went to a Super Bowl. I think it was like $2,000 a ticket. Again, it was our whole vacation budget. Tight game. Patriots are hardcore fans. Giants fans, hardcore fans. Totally wonderful experience. Everybody shaking hands, hugging, cheering, booing, slapping high five, even with your enemy. Why? Why was it so much better? And we were obviously in the nosebleeds. It was so much better. Why? Because it was exclusive. That's why. Why do Democrats want 16-year-olds to vote? Why do they want voting to be more inclusive? Because they hate the United States of America. That's why. It's not more complicated than that. Now let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Should this guy move from New York to Miami? Oof. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Can't you see? Can't you see?
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I forgot to mention I was on with my buddy Tucker last night. I did a quick little hit. In case you missed it, I'll play it for you here in just a minute. It's a little spicy. It was a little spicy, but it was still fun. One more thing on the exclusive versus inclusive thing, and then we'll get on moving from Long Island and all kinds of things like that. I've told you this story before. I'll tell you again. My buddy was having a wedding anniversary. He had gotten married on a destination wedding, which I'm a big fan of. I didn't personally do one myself, but if you're considering getting married, do a destination wedding so it's nice for everybody. All right? Anyway. He did a destination wedding. We were fresh out of the Marines, so we were all poor, but it was a little one in California. Popped a couple spots in Cali and then a spot in Mexico. I didn't get to the spot in Mexico because I was already in the cruise ship hospital at the time, but that's a whole other story. Moving, look, it was a fun cruise, okay? It was a fun cruise, but they had a five-year anniversary, and they wanted to go back, and for nostalgia reasons, they wanted to do the same ship they were on. Well, it was old the first time we took it. 5 years later, it was flat out beat up. It was so old that the cruise, it was a 4 or 5 night cruise, was $150 a night. Okay, anymore, that's a Best Western. You're going to pay $150 a night at a Best Western hotel. So I board the cruise. Now, it's just good because I didn't have any money at the time. This, 15 years ago, I would say. Shoot, it might have been 20. Dang, I'm getting old. Anyway, it was a long time ago. We board the cruise, $150 a night. The pool, I'm not making this up, day one is cloudy. The ship is in such a state of disrepair. And it was the $150 a night crowd on the cruise. Routine fist fights by the pool. You didn't want to enter the, quote, club at night. It was not the most pleasant place in the world. And after that, I swore I'd never go on another cruise because for me, that's all a cruise was. And finally, I had a buddy. I've never been on one since, but I had a buddy go on a really fancy one. And he told me, Jesse, you know, that's not what cruises are really like, right? That they're normally more expensive and you have a different crowd. But I was so jaded. That's what it was. Eh? Nothing more underrated than exclusivity. You are exclusive with everything you care about. I'm exclusive about me. This is me on Tucker last night. It's a little long. It's 2 minutes or so, but man, it was so brilliant.
I think I make it the same thing everyone else does, Tucker.
In case you're wondering, he was asking me about that. You know that Bill Gates clip we've played a whole bunch where Bill Gates is asked about his association with Epstein and he says, well, he's dead. That's what he played right before this began and he asked me about it.
I think I make it the same thing everyone else does, Tucker. Wealthy, powerful men in the history of mankind all have access to things. They have access to better steaks and hotter women and faster cars. And they also have access to people who can make other people disappear if they're going to make problems for you. Today's not different than history's always been.
That's right. But as a legal matter, like, why don't we have a right to know the details of this case?
Well, we have a right, Tucker. What we don't have is a country that is interested in providing these things. I mean, for instance, imagine if we had a federal law enforcement arm that was actually investigating sex crimes against underage women instead of busting pastors for reading Bible verses at abortion centers. We don't have that. Instead, we have Bill Gates out there running around scot-free, who was so close to this man that his wife, by her own admission, left him in part because of his relationship with him. Bill Gates, who's out there selling athletes on giving their whole heart to their team, which they seem to be doing a lot lately. And yet no one seems to be interested anymore in just how many trips he took to that island.
Well, it's pretty unbelievable if you think about it. I mean, people interview Bill Gates all the time. He's always out there talking about how he's ending malaria or something. Why doesn't anyone just say, what, your wife left you because of your the time you spent with Jeffrey Epstein? Like, why is everyone afraid of Bill Gates? I don't understand.
It's not that they're afraid of Bill Gates, Tucker. It's that everybody who interviews Bill Gates, since he will never come on your show, will never come on my show, everyone who interviews Bill Gates is perfectly fine with young women being sex trafficked, as long as the guy who's doing the sex trafficking is pushing some form of envirocommunism on a global level. They wouldn't care if Bill Gates had aborted and or molested 8 billion women. That wouldn't matter at all. As long as he's out there pushing the elimination of gas stoves and everyone drinking poop water, then he's A-okay by them.
Jesse Kelly. Oh, it's a bracing interview. Love to see you tonight. Thank you so much for that.
Chris, what's bracing mean? I forgot to look that up afterwards. What sucks about being on with Tucker, I mean, he's my buddy and it's a blast, but he's so intelligent and I'm so not. Remember that time I had to fly up? I flew up to do a long sit down with him on his Tucker Carlson Today show, where I sat down and he interviewed me for an hour. And walking around his work area with all the books and historical trinkets and stuff like that, it was very clear that I shouldn't have been there. There was a level of IQ going on there that I'm just not. It's not really who I am. I'm more of the, hey, do you have any Velveeta? And then he said, well, hey, there's beer in the fridge. So I went and cracked a beer, and then he wasn't cracking a beer. I guess it was because it was noon. I just thought, I mean, sorry, I didn't realize, okay? I was offered, so I took one. All right. I didn't get to the moving to Long Island thing. Some guy, this is the email. Hey, hello, old tall one. Just found out my wife's current employer may be opening a new office down in Miami. We currently live on Long Island. My current tech job is in demand anywhere. Would it make sense to move from a red area in a blue state to a presumably blue area in a red state like Florida? Okay. That's an interesting question, isn't it? And I will answer it next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
And the music's all right.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. But remember, you can email the show during the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We got a whole bunch of Ask Dr. Jesse questions, and I have to pick up the pace because I haven't answered any. In case you missed it, this is the one we're getting ready to answer. Hello, old tall one. Just found out my wife's current employer may be opening a new office down in Miami. We currently live on Long Island. My current tech job is in demand anywhere. Would it make sense to move from a red area in a blue state to a presumably blue area in a red state like Florida? Okay. This is going to be a little bit of a complicated answer because I've had this question before, and let me lay this out for you. There are a lot of reasons I tell you to move from your blue state to a red state. One, I tell you that because I don't believe the blue state can be saved. I don't believe New York can be saved. We just saw that again in this election. Yeah, yes, Long Island's wonderful. Blood red now. Long Island's always been wonderful. New York State as a whole is blue, and they're not turning back. That's one of the reasons. Another reason I tell you to move from blue to red is we need your help. We need your reinforcements in the red states, because the people who email in and say, Jesse, they're just going to come for the red states next, they're 100% right. They will. So we need your help. We need you down here. You don't do me. I say this for selfish reasons. You don't do me any good in New York voting Republican every time when they're going to get Democrats, when I'm down here in Texas and my vote is actually going to move the meter and matter. You're tossing yours away. So it's selfish. That's one of the reasons I tell you to. Another reason I tell you to move from blue to red is the basic quality of life. And all the people who write into me, Jesse, we listened and we moved. Jesse, we listened and we moved. Jesse, we did what you said and we moved. Every single one of them to a man will tell you, because they tell me, greatest thing I've ever done. Chris, have we had one email ever? Jesse, I moved from blue to red and it was a disaster. Jesse, I shouldn't have moved. Jesse, I hated it. Every one of them, universally. Oh my gosh, you weren't lying. It's a better life. It's a better life. Life, everyone says pretty much verbatim, life is better. So I want you to have a better life. But another reason, and this is honestly, it might be the biggest reason I want you to move from blue to red. It's this. I want you to move from Long Island to Florida. I want you to move there because you have never experienced, and to be frank, I have never experienced what it's like to have a federal government completely hostile to you. That is something. Now, federal government's always sucked, and government's always some level of corrupt, but we have never in this country had an entire federal government, the entire administrative state, federal judges, everybody, FBI, CIA, everybody, they have all been taken over by communist ideologues who believe you are an enemy of the state. It is not an accident that time after time after time after time, you have been called a threat to democracy, a threat to the republic, a domestic terrorist, a potential domestic terrorist. What's happening at a federal level is the Democratic Party, in conjunction with the administrative state and half of the low-T Republicans, they have all settled on the narrative that the right-wing base guy, you are either an enemy of the state or you're a likely enemy of the state. And what is normally done with enemies of the state? What does the state do to its enemies? The only thing government does well, it hurts people. Bad. I tell you to move not because of the now, although that comes into play. I tell you to move because of what is absolutely coming. What is going to come in this country is going to be a political persecution of people on the right by our own justice system in the federal government like you have never experienced before. I tell you to move from Long Island down to Florida because Florida, the state itself, can give you some level of state protection against the federal government. That's why I tell you to move to Texas and move to Arkansas and move to Montana and move to Idaho and move to Iowa and move to Nebraska. And because the state itself, American states, are still very, very powerful. They have their own attorney generals. I know it's attorneys general, but that sounds stupid. So I call them attorney generals. Chris, anyway, they have their own AGs. They can protect you on some level. Now, they're not so far. They're getting better about that. But you're going to begin to see the red states join together in an effort to realign themselves to protect their citizens against a hostile federal government. I want you to be able to stay in Long Island because I personally love Long Island. The Red Island in the sea of blue of New York City, right? I want you to be able to stay there amongst family and friends. And there's such a kinship on Long Island because you are, it's the island of misfits. It's all the Republicans and all the Democrats live downtown. I want you to be able to stay there because I enjoy it. I enjoy being in Long Island. Every time I go to New York City, if I can, I go out there just to have a meal, just to hang with people. And in case you're wondering, next time I come visit the great 710 WOR, I am going to try to arrange some sort of a meeting of some kind in Long Island, even if we just have a beer real quick, just to hang. So I love Long Island. Brother, you got to get out. All right? This is your governor.
But I believe there are several things we can agree upon. First, that the size of someone's bank account should not determine whether or not they sit in jail or go home. That was the goal of bail reform. It was a righteous one, and I stand by it.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg offers sweetheart plea deal to suspect in brutal anti-Semitic attack. While he was doing it, by the way, the guy has already announced, direct quote, "I would do it again." His name is Wasim Awawade, but I don't know. It's a weird name, stupid name anyway. Awawade, he was part of a gang that attacked a man brutally. During the attack, they called him a dirty Jew and yelled, "Beep, Israel." The word starts with an S, but it's a family show. Also told him Hamas is going to kill all of them. Dumped acid on his face. It's really like, I'm not going to go into the details of it. It's terrible. But he has already told his jailers he would do it again if he could. He has no regrets. He was facing 7 years in prison. He'll be out in 6 months. Now, I'm not going to use your name because you didn't tell me I could, but I'll just call you Bob. Bob, who wrote me that email? What if 7 months from now, your wife goes into the city? Maybe you're Jewish, maybe you're not, but what if that guy, Wawa Wawa, or whatever his name is, what if he sees your wife and maybe he thinks she's a Jew? Violent human being has already announced his intention to do it again. And what if 7-8 months from now, you get a phone call saying your wife had acid poured on her face? She had acid poured on her face because you have communist activists running your government who believe in the destabilization of New York by turning violent criminals loose so they can commit more acts of violence. Miami's real nice this time of year, brother. Pack it up and move out. All right? Pack it up and move. Look, move to the burbs. Every one of these big cities have the burbs. You don't have to live in downtown Miami with all the other coke dealers. You can move out to the burbs somewhere. I mean, unless you want to be around the coke dealers, in which case you let your flag fly, buddy. All right. Someone wants some radio advice. And George Santos. Should Santos resign? Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. The show's going by too fast. We need to slow things down. I know we have more than 2 hours left, but it's going by too fast. I'm having so much fun. Let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. George Santos has been in the news a lot. Freshman congressman from New York. Apparently somebody who has lied about virtually everything in his life. Everything. I get this email. Hey, Jesse, do you think Congressman George Santos, representing the great Long Island, New York 3 district, should resign? That's from Peter. Well, no, of course not. And allow me to explain. I don't expect you to celebrate when somebody, quote, on our side, or at least vaguely on our side, is dishonest about who they are. I don't expect you to cheer for it. I don't expect you in Long Island to wave your George Santos flags and keep the yard signs up. I'm not asking that. I'm not asking you to celebrate. But I am telling you this. If we are going to be the only side that has a strict set of rules and standards, we are going to lose. We have now lost every single cultural institution in the United States of America. Beyond the administrative state, beyond the entire federal government, We've lost entertainment. We've lost education. We even managed to lose sports. We lost corporate America. We've lost half the churches in the daggone country. We have lost virtually all of it. Now, what does that mean? It means we are now the counterculture. You're counterculture now. Isn't that kind of cool? We're the rebels now. We are the counterculture because we lost the culture. So that's kind of cool. That'll be fun. Be counterculture. But it also means this. It means the days of us being choosy about those we allow to fight for us are gone. And I would love to be choosy. I need to clarify. I want to be Mr. Choosy. I just went off at the beginning of the show about exclusivity. I would love to have new recruits to our counterculture cause. I'd love to have them show up. Nope. We got to put you through a rigorous physical. We got to make sure you're the perfect soldier. Before we ever hand you a rifle and welcome you inside of our walls, we have to make sure you meet the high standards of the anti-communists. Nope. We're not in that position anymore. Now, if a warm body shows up and he says he wants to fight for you, you don't have to let him in the command tent with all the maps and secrets, but we're not in the business now of turning people away. They would never turn someone away from their side. You don't like George Santos? Go run against him in a primary. Get him out of there. He's not going to resign. I don't want him to resign. I want him to vote Republican for the next 2 years. Somebody primaries him and bounces him. Good for us. Why do we constantly feel as if it makes us, quote, better to play by rules the other side won't play by? I see this all the time. I see people who say, well, what's right and what's wrong? What's right and what's wrong? Well, let me ask you something. Do you believe it is right to take a woman who won't marry a daughter, she won't marry the guy her father wants her to marry? Do you think it's right for her father and her brothers to drag her outside of the village and pick up rocks and pelt her with them until she's dead? Oh, you don't think that's right? Oh, well, see, I don't think that's right either. But guess where it is right? Afghanistan. And why is it right in Afghanistan? Why is it perfectly legal, perfectly acceptable, perfectly right in parts of Afghanistan? Why? Because the winners decided it's right. You know who decides what is right and what is wrong in your society? You know who will determine what this culture looks like 50 years from now, 100 years from now? You know who's going to determine that? I promise it's not going to be, well, right and wrong. Who's going to determine right and wrong? Who's going to determine the culture is the winner. Why am I an anti-communist? Because I understand winning, defeating these people is what truly matters. Oh, but Jesse, I want this. I want that. I want the same thing too. But I understand I have to win to achieve that. I must win first. Once you win, then you can decide what your culture looks like. Until you win, you're just chirping at the wall, man. That's all. Just chirping at the wall. Now, let's step away from the Ask Dr. Jesse questions for a quick second. Just sort of bring up something that's a little bit uncomfortable. Then we're going to go back to this, all right? Headline. U.S. may need extraordinary steps to prevent a default on the debt. And it's going to need those extraordinary steps, apparently, by next Thursday. Now, I have read you a million scare headlines about what I believe is coming for 2023. I believe every economic indicator points to what is going to be a very deep recession, to put it mildly. I have claimed that it's going to be a Great Depression Part 2. I hope I'm wrong about that. I don't know what the exact truth is. Believe it or not, I'm not a real oracle. I just play one on the radio. But I do know enough to know then we should be making some preparations for some rocky economic times. So let me ask you, your 401k, your IRA, do you have gold and silver as part of your portfolio? Not the whole thing. I didn't say that. But as a portfolio protection plan, do you have precious metals as part of it. On top of getting some precious metals, physical ones, mailed to your front door, which Oxford Gold Group will do, they will protect your portfolio with things that cannot be wiped out. I don't know what will happen in 2023, but you know what I know for a fact, and this is a fact. Gold ain't dropping to zero. Neither is silver. Because those have always and will always have incredible value. Protect what you've earned. They're about to play games with it, all the funny money. They're about to jerk us around. Just call Oxford Gold Group and find out what they can do, man. They're super laid back. They'll take care of you. Just protect yourself, okay? I know I'm never going to get a call. I never have, never will. Jesse, I can't believe I'm sitting on all this silver. Dang it. Weird how that call's never come. Because you can touch it. You can feel it. Again, things you can physically touch. That's what you rely on in these times. Call 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call. By the way, ask them about their 123 protection plan. 123 protection plan, all right? 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group. Somebody wants to know, why are we seeing these bills pass the Republican House now? Is this all for show? Some guy's 46 years old and single wants to know what exactly is the age of the woman he should be looking for. Someone else is just starting in radio, wants some advice. Of course he's going to come to the Shogun for that. At what, Chris? But we have all that and so much more to come. We still have 2 hours. We're only a third of the way through. 2 hours to go on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.